Welcome to my podcast about success, peace, and hope. I hope you've enjoyed the last two episodes. If you enjoyed the last two episodes, please subscribe and reach out to us. If you have any comments and if you want to talk about your experiences, you can contact us on Facebook or on Instagram or anywhere you get your podcast from. Please review our podcast. This is episode 3, and our lesson today is distinguish between fantasies and dreams. Success requires a plan that is personal and only achieved through deliberate hard work. In Uganda, we pay large sums of money to motivational speakers who tell us that we need to sell peanuts to become rich, since that's how they gained wealth. We think that if someone becomes rich in some way, their path holds the key to our individual or social achievement. Do not get me wrong. These people have perfected their ways and hold some wisdom to making it. However, are they the exception or the norm? There is a Luganda saying, "Omukisa gwembwa teguyisa mbuzi mu malagala," which is literally translated as, "A dog might be allowed to walk through a potato field, but that does not mean a goat will be allowed in too." Goats are herbivores, so people will not let it pass through because they think it will be eating their potato leaves. I'll try to explain why this saying applies to what I'm talking about today. If Warren Buffett made millions selling stocks, I just can't say that I am going to do the same. First of all, I don't know anything about stocks. The economic climate is very different, his work ethic is very different, and to point out the obvious, he's a white man, I am black. Therefore, his circumstances are very different from mine. It does not mean that the stars cannot align to pull this off, but I have to be very lucky. Furthermore, selling stocks would have to be something I want to do. So just because Warren Buffett was able to get into the potato field of billionaires, it does not mean that I'm going to be able to do the same or that I have to want it. And so this begs the question, what is success? Can success be considered a societal achievement, like when a community gets a new water plant to combat the problem of undrinkable water, or an individual achievement, like getting a job or completing top of your class? Or can we say it's both? Is it selfish to want to be successful, want to make money? When I first moved to the US, in some of my public health classes, we would be asked what we wanted to do after our degree or why we chose to do public health. Everyone in my class, except a few Africans from the motherland, said they wanted to change the system, do global health and serve in underrepresented neighborhoods. Me, on the other hand, I would fear to say my reason because it felt so out of place. I just wanted to make money, break the cycle of poverty in my family, and take care of my siblings. Is that too much to ask? Success is synonymous with accomplishment, fame, gain, profit, and happiness. The word originated in 1530s from a Latin root succurus, meaning a result or outcome. People who have risen on top of their ranks in any profession are considered successful, such as politicians, lawyers, judges, doctors, and policymakers. Everyone talks about success. However, what makes it very interesting is that different people and cultures have different standards to measure success, which comes from the improvement in the standards of living or changes in their lifestyle. When we are young, we are told we ought to be successful. We have to be good students and study hard. It's like adults have a manual of success and we can group people into those who are and those who are not successful. Parents say, do not be like John or Stuart. You should follow the example of James or Ron. Little do we stop and ask ourselves, what are we telling our children? We now have child stars who have made millions of dollars on TikTok. Is that the success we are thinking of, or is it different? Robert Hampcock, from 1901 to 1955, a writer in the Washington Herald, wrote an article about what is success. He described success as a ratio of what we have and what we want. We is described by Robert as an innermost desire, which are universal to everyone's wantings. We want fame, prestige, that breakthrough idea that is going to make us the next billionaire with a family and a house, but we have realities of today. Not having food for our families, or our failing health, climate change, and classwork that is due tonight. How can we reconcile these things? There seems to be a disconnect or a divergency between what we want and what we have. Going back to the dog and goat proverb, what happens when the goat puts on a dog's costume and makes it through the potato field? Can we say that it is successful, or can we fake it until we make it? And do we have to? Over the years, I have struggled to make a choice of who I want to be. Whenever I see a famous person or I'm inspired by someone on TV, I want to be like them. This is not a problem that affects me alone. Countless young people face this problem. In the world where you can be anything and the sky is no longer the limit, it is becoming more and more difficult to be anything. The first question you are asked when you meet someone is, what do you want to do? And if you are a student, what are your career preferences? In a job interview, you are asked, what is your five-year plan? We are expected to know who we are going to be or have a plan of how we are going to make it. Furthermore, we are constantly bombarded with black swans, youngsters who have achieved fame and wealth in a short time, confusing our young minds, while the old label us as unstable and unteachable. The editors of Leading Lives That Matter, Dr. Max Schwein and Dorothy Bass, wrote that popular culture has it that athletes and celebrities are our role models. Hence, we are comparing our lives to theirs and we want what they have. How can I be successful in my own life if I am living in the dreams of others? Hoping that magically our beast is going to turn into that beautiful prince and all our worries are going to vanish. At least that's how I think about life sometimes. Countless people have transformed their beasts into princes. Barack Obama and Michelle Obama did this. Dr. Martin Luther King and Abraham Lincoln did this. People make their own shoes fit, like Cinderella. In the fight to transform our lives, we are faced with another old problem. Does achieving success bring happiness, or does happiness bring success? There is an old saying that money cannot buy happiness. Is there any truth in this? During my undergraduate degree, I was working close to 6 jobs. I was so laser focused on providing for my family and getting good grades that I forgot that there was a life beyond school and work. This led to a tremendous success on this front. But when I finished my undergraduate, I realized that I did not have any peer friends or a girlfriend like the people I had gone to school with. I was happy with what I had achieved. I had performed very well in my classes, saved up money, I had applied to graduate school. But I was lonely. I had no people to hang out with. So I started looking for friends and a girlfriend. However, the people I tried to associate with thought that I had so much money, so they expected me to pay whenever we did anything with them. I remember that there was a time when friends were free. When I was in school, it was free to make friends. But once school is done, you have to pay for your friends. Having money facilitated attainment of my goals that I set out to do, taking care of my family, applying to graduate school, and getting food, but was I happy? In the American Declaration of Independence, the founding fathers of America had the phrase, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is easy to see how we can think that success will result in happiness. It is written in the motto, And this is what we see people doing. Those who have money can take a trip to the Caribbean, buy a second house, or afford to be part of that exclusive boys' club. What we don't talk about is the pressure that comes with these two mortgages that they have to pay, the demanding working hours, and the stress of working overtime. We always say work hard, play hard. But is this what life is all about? The researchers K.D. Vox and R.F. Boltman wrote a landmark paper called What is the Use of Happiness? It Can't Buy You Money. They explain that fundamentally, as human species, we are so concerned with being socially accepted that we forget the price we have to pay. We think money can solve our problems of treating our neighbors nicely, spending time with our children, and conserving the planet. In Uganda, people who have money can chair village meetings, have baby showers and funeral meetings. They can't do anything they want. Furthermore, they can also displace the poor people sitting in front of the church if they come late. In other words, they have full bragging rights. Even though in Uganda we never ask people their five-year plans like here in the US, we accord high status to rich people, which in turn has motivated politicians to be corrupt as they can. So we follow in this footstep. The foundation of the young, wild, and free is built less on serving others and more of serving yourself. Life revolves around working, accumulating wealth in order to consume products and experience activities like traveling. On the outside, it looks like you're winning, mastering your destiny. But deep inside, you're scared and you're lonely. Even those who say we are standing for justice or trying to save the world are coming from a moral high ground, thinking they know more than the average person or get recognition for sacrificing their lives for the pursuit of happiness, for the betterment of all. We don't have to look further than missionaries. When I got to know that this isn't the way that I wanted to live my life, that success is a moving target that can never be attained in one's lifetime, that has given me a grounding to more of serving other people, to understand that life is short and so you have to do what is good for you and you have to define your own success. Success to me has now meant that I define who I want to be. And this meant that I have to pave my own path, pick some things from the Western culture, being independent and working hard, and also some other things from the African culture, taking care of my family and being present in the lives that I care about. And that's how I define success. Our closing poem. When it's sun rains, humidity making the air stuffy and unbearable, the lawns and plants happy from the blessing, lakes and rivers fill with increasing water. The fish swim with joy, greeting and chanting, singing jolly songs. We look down on the creatures below. We pity them and sometimes relate with them. We look at all we have created. We have worked for. We are filled with joy. We feel successful. Tomorrow, we think, is going to be another day. Yet another challenge poses before our eyes, to create more, to have more. We know we can do it. We never feel content. Off to another conquest we go. In the night when we lay in our beds, after locking all the doors and turning the security systems on, we pull the covers closer to our body to shield us from no apparent cold. We think back to our day, replaying all the events of the day. We ask ourselves, did we achieve all we needed to do? Were we successful as we hoped to? Are we content?